back on the Hawk Syndicate network on the 13th of, what is the month? It's a March. March, yeah. 2023. And this is a Klaus Schwab from the Weil Economic Forum. And I know for a fact that none of you have been eyeset properly yet, because you should not be listening to anything that is a little bit or left of center or right of center. Be told, 100%. You should be just listening to the United Nations wonderful 2030 the agenda, the wonderful Greta Thunberg and her wonderful speeches. These are the things that you need to be listening to, not things that this person, even though Arik is I like him. You know, he's allowed me to be on his show. And Aolo is another person that allowed me to be on his show. So I am indebted to him 100%. So anyway, you will be listening to Arik talking to himself on the Hoax Syndicate on a Be Told number 3. In 13th of March, 2023. Good evening. This is Rick. Be told. Be told. That's who it is. On the 13th of March, 2023. Thank you, Klaus. Always look. I've got no problem with him. The guy. At least he's honest. At least he's honest. Saying he's a lot more honest than a lot of other people out there, just be told quietly. Don't want to, you know, name anyone, but he tells you the truth. You're going to be owning nothing and you're going to be happy because you're probably going to be medicated off your head. And I've just noticed, once again, there's always quite obvious things in the news, they're legalizing more and more of the mushroom and drugs, the mushroom, you know, more, are they drugs? Possibly. But, you know, the ones that take you out of your body and make you feel a lot better and more spiritual, artificial spiritualness. That's why a tripper and a guy that's doing mushies or whatever, preaching spiritualism to you, I'm afraid to say you're going to find them not so credible in the near future. Guaranteed. You need to get your spirituality water going into a glass. Nothing nefarious going on there. Wonderful to be back on the Hoax Network, Hoax Syndicate Network. I've been working today, as you do, as I do. I've been... I did a show last night with the from fakeologist.com, 100%. Interesting stuff I talked about. I hadn't listened back to it because I swear to God, I can remember some of what I say, but not all of what I say. So often I learn stuff from my own shows. Is anyone else brave enough to admit that? Probably not. So anyway, where are my notes? Back to just to say, blow some more smoke. Thank you for Velocet to taking the time out to record and put out on his own server the Hoax Syndicate Network. Big appreciation, as I give appreciation to the wonderful Ankley Man Aberato in the language that they literally told us. Back in school years, because I missed out on Latin. They did not teach us Latin at school because it was pushed as a dead language. You don't need to learn it dead. Let me tell you, if you're reading Black's Law, reading a old book on gardening and herbs and things like that, you need to learn Latin because the whole fucking thing's in Latin. Tree names are all named in Latin. Why didn't they want you to learn Latin? Guaranteed. 100%. There's a conspiracy theory here, and yes, I am a proud conspiracy theorist. They didn't want you to learn it. They also don't want you to learn rote writing. Like, you know, if you're using AI, you're submitting things, you know, using rote writing, you know, the handwriting on a different angle. I don't think the AI is ever going to be able to understand that. I think we need to be playing with the AI and making, you know, talk as you're driving, because I'm telling you now, you're getting listened to buy your smartphone, buy your Xbox, buy your PlayStation, buy your TV set. We call it a set in the dark. So it's getting fed into the artificial intelligence, AI, COVID-19, guaranteed. There's a there, be told, 100%. What have I been listening to today? Very little. Actually, I tried to listen to Tim Truth and Ab, but my phone, because I've abandoned smartphones and just using a very cheap, it's smart, but it's fairly fucking imbecilic for a smartphone, just let me quietly. It keeps cutting out halfway through, or you know, every 15 seconds or 20 seconds, saving battery or whatever. I don't know how to fix the problem. I prefer iPhones over another conversation for another day. Now, I'll be doing about an hour tonight, 1 hour. Last week, I thought I was doing an hour, and it was only 40-something minutes, 41 minutes. And I'm keeping it lean, so the information that I say, you won't be garbled up with a whole of, because I can talk for 6 hours if you want me to. You won't be able to remember a thing. No, I can't. I won't be able to remember a thing. So let's keep it quite short. The biggest, this is, I don't do this on fakeholders.com much, but I had brought it up, but I'll leave it. This is going to be one of my main things here. The Sun. And I'm telling you now, be told, the Sun was yellow. It's now a white light in the sky. Why is this so? And I don't care if anyone's bored with me bringing this up. This should be the biggest conversation on the planet. I was just listening to a great song by a old English band from the early 70s, and they brought up the yellow sun in their lyrics. The yellow sun. I'll bring that show up again. The Teletubbies, the little baby laughing away in a yellow sun. When was the last time you saw a yellow sun that wasn't sunset or at sunrise? I'm talking about in the middle of the sky, in a blue sky, it should be yellow. It's now white. Why is it so? And why are the people that I've met that are wide awake, they bring this up to me? You know, older guys, forget about anyone under 40 because they probably don't remember pre-geoengineering. But, our sun was a yellow thing. Guaranteed. I'm not even going to argue with anybody. Well, I'm quite prepared to if they want to. The sun was yellow. So someone was arguing with me in a nice way, you know, trying to give me solutions, that they said they didn't have white paint in the old days. The sun was yellow. The golden sun. The golden dawn. Occasionally you see it kind of gold or orangey when it's sunset after they've been spraying all day, guaranteed. So you're looking through a haze of pollutants. Yeah, it might be that colour, but I'm talking about a clear blue sky with a golden sun up in the sky. Now, I'm afraid to say now, it's Rick at fakeholders.com or Rick. Have I got my own site here? I'm not sure, but send it there for now until there's Rick at hoaxsyndicate.com. I'm sure there will be. And now, of interest, I had a couple of emails today from the wonderful, my words, the wonderful Marcus Allen. Always controversial, always on point, always enjoy his stuff. I listened to him many years ago on him and Chris Kendall on the Hoaxbusters call. And, yeah, he was, what do you call it? What would you call it? He's controversial. He's got his own opinions, which is good. I like people with their own opinions. And And he's obviously smart. Let's just give him some credence here. He's been in the advertising game. He knows how to market. He's a marketer. So he's better than me at the money game, be told, guaranteed. And he was mentioning there's been a few runs on banks in the USA over the last week or so, and he wants to come and start talking about it. So within, hopefully we can organise this with the great Joel. We can organise Marcus and Be Told, or Marcus and Rick show, just to bring up these things. Frank, he's always welcome to come on. At the moment, he's having a break from Fakeologist, as with Joel having a bit of a break from Fakeologist. So we'll have to do it over here for now, which is a bit of a shame because, you know, we all, at the end of the day, we all agree with each other. But, you know, people have issues and personal things, and I've been there myself, but I've been a mainstay on Fakeologist, not Hoaxbusters, for, over about 7 years at least, maybe more, I'm not sure. But at least six anyway that I can guarantee there's shows with me on, babbling away, talking about all sorts of things. But the sun is yellow, sun was yellow, why isn't it yellow now? I want to discuss that with somebody that's going to give me better answers than we didn't have white paint back in the 18th century. Because I'm afraid, why do poets from the 18th century and earlier refer to the sun as a golden sun, yellow sun? What do songwriters refer to as the yellow sun? I'm afraid there's a there, and it's a big there, but it's so big that I think people are just blasé about it. I think that there is a blasé-ness that I pick up on people that, yeah, so what? It's white. Why isn't it yellow? I'm concerned. I'm concerned. Jumping forth on my notes, I watched the Oscars while I was working today whenever I could, because I was listening to over the top shrieks and screams at every announcement by the Academy of whatever nominee was coming up there. And I'm telling you now, I've got an ear for bullshit. And I'm telling you, these people were paid screamers, just like the Beatles had paid screamers back in the 60s. These girls that were there screaming and fainting and whatever, the original ones that you saw back in 63, paid, guaranteed. Eventually, I'm not going to say women are so stupid they actually really did it, but I could kind of imply that. You know, if you're told that you should scream and faint when some, you know, skinny Liverpudlian got up on stage with a, you know, dinner jacket on and strummed a few notes on his guitar, they will do that. This is called learnt, or, you know, it's basically like the Pavlov's dog thing. You know, you keep showing it enough on TV, people will repeat that behavior. We've seen it with the lockdowns. You know, change the subject slightly, but the shrieks and screams on this Oscars today, I'm telling you now, 100% paid screamers, crisis screamers, screaming actors. They were fake. And it's not, I do agree that rock's dead. Hollywood's dead as well. Hollywood it's burnt. They fucked up so many times. They've destroyed Hollywood. And it's not going to be forgiven, but they're going to try as much as they can to milk every, because they used the slap last year with Chris Rock getting slapped by, what's his name? Why can't I remember his name? Because I don't care about him, and I never liked Will Smith. Staged 100%, guaranteed. Just to publicize the death, slow death of the Oscars by the public watching the TV, because it's finished, folks, be told. Today, though, they were screaming. And I can hear the same voice is doing that same scream, and there's no way people are that excited about everything, everywhere, all at once. It's not that good a movie, I would say. I haven't seen it, but I've seen 20% of it while doing some job at someone's house. Obviously, it's good. Again, it's pushing this multiverse. The multiverse. It's also pushing China again. There's a lot of, you know, because all the actors are basically Chinese, apart from Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress with a very Academy Award set of breasts back in the 80s that were on show on that movie, Trading Places. Yeah, she has a very masculine-looking face. That's Tony Curtis's daughter. And Janet Leigh from the movie Psycho. They bred and produced Jane. She doesn't actually look like Tony Curtis. She doesn't really look much like... Mother's very good-looking. She's obviously good-looking-ish. I'm more interested in who... She married one of my favourite actors because I love... mockumentaries. My favourite movies are mockumentaries, and I'll name a few that you probably haven't heard of before. But Waiting for Guffman, and obviously the rock and roll one, the heavy metal band that I probably can't remember the name of, but that will pop into my head almost immediately. They did that Rob Reiner documentary. Back in 83, 84, Spinal Tap. Her ex-husband was the main actor on that. He's also the main guy. He played Corky St. Clair in Waiting for Guffman. Highly recommend, if you've got a sense of humour, watch Waiting for Guffman. Very funny. And that was who she was married to. And probably, I'm not sure if she still is. She doesn't appear to be with him. Christopher Guest. Very funny guy, I believe. Very funny guy. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Obviously pushing a multiverse thing, just like the Marvel movies. Will the average person get it? I don't think so. I think it's a movie that you need to be into this kind of interdimensional stuff that we've had ram down our cortexes, visual and hearing and whatever, for the last 50 years, maybe 60 years. And I've been talking about that Disney was pushing interdimensional things back in the 60s and possibly 50s, not sure. But they want you to know that rather than religion, that there's a multiverse and there's, you know, string theory. And even the arch nemesis of Christianity, Richard Dawkins, even he seems to kind of agree that there might be a, you know, multiverse out there, I would say. So, yeah, anyway, watching the Oscars and watching the Botox-filled nightmares that were turning up to accept their things, and Nicole Kidman would have to be up there 100% as a Botox-filled nightmare. Back in the day when she was just a, you know, frizzy, ginger-headed, red-headed Australian actress, fairly good-looking, and then she's done some good movies, but, you know, you do realise her father was Dr. Anthony Kidman, who was tied right up with the MKUltra experiments in Rosehill Hospital, where, as I keep saying, I go for a walk weekly around this deserted old psychiatric hospital. Fantastic place to wander around. Lots of interesting stories I have. And just to fill time, and I'll tell you one of them. I was working on a car commercial in 1996 for a car that literally we had to bodyguard a car. We had to run along beside it. We had to stop people taking photos of it. It was a Toyota all-wheel drive prototype. Can't remember the name of it. I thought they were joking when they said that, no, you've got to run, make sure that no one takes a photo, and if anyone does, run up and give them $50 cash. And we're giving cash to give to people. And told to take their film off them. And I just thought, this is ridiculous. You know, what, and why would they film it in locations like Circular Quay in Sydney, where there's probably, you know, 2 million cameras on any given day? But that's the way they did things. Anyway, one night we were shooting on the same shoot in Rosehill Hospital. They were filming in this hospital, which was the subject of at least 3 royal commissions over the last 100 years, that they were feeding a line out one day, and a power cord along the side of this garden bed. He thought they were empty, but there was a guy, long white hair, long beard, kind of wearing like a smock or a singlet or whatever, stuck his hands out and grabbed his legs as he was feeding out this line. And this guy was literally locked up in the ground, where he had enough light that was coming in from the garden above him. And he was telling me, this guy looked so frightening that he wanted to give him the electrical cord and say, look, just chew on that and you'll escape, you know, physically and mentally by electrocuting yourself. These things, so Rosehill Hospital is 100% nasty, evil place in its day. And I like enjoy wandering around it, because I kind of get this kind of vibe about the place, evil vibe about the place. Incredibly interesting place. And Anthony Kidman, Nicole's father, was based there as the head psychiatrist, I do believe. And he mysteriously had a heart attack in Singapore just after there was a whole lot of accusations came out about him. Also, by coincidence, Nicole's sister's ex-husband, who was probably vindictive and wanted to say things, he had a heart attack while he was jogging one day. What was his name? Angus, I think his name was. Or he had a Scottish, very Scottish kind of name. He died within a week or two of Dr. Anthony Kidman dying. What were they about to say? Or what did he know? Who's to know? But there's a there, be told, 100% guaranteed. That's just my being. And yes, I am a conspiracy theorist. I have to remind you of that. So don't take it all too literally. Too literally. You're listening to Rick on the Hoax Syndicate Network on the 13th of March, 2023. Now, what else was I going to talk about? That's an incredibly interesting story in itself. But we're just going back on the Oscars. I was watching people with so much plastic surgery that they just look ridiculous. Even like, so, and interestingly, Elvis won no movie awards. That must have really annoyed Baz Luhrmann, who's, you know, what would you call him? A huge poser of the highest magnitude. He's got some talent, obviously, in fashion and looking like he's had so much plastic surgery. He's got the cat's eyes of Nicole Kidman. Him and Nicole have obviously gone to the same surgeon. That's my theory. Elvis movie, the only person that's told me that was the best movie, he reckons it was fantastic. Other people have told me it's just too fast. It's like I'm watching a rock video. So I maybe I'd enjoy it. I don't know. I just do not watch movies. But I am very interested in watching everything everywhere all at once, just to see what's in it. If there's a there, and there's something in it. I mentioned last night too, I listened to a fantastic breakdown by the pseudonym Isaac Weishaupt, pseudonym, of the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture show. His review and breakdown of Avatar Way of Water is fantastic. The one that you need to hear, because he ties in it. It's Crowley, it's anti-white, 100% guaranteed. This is one of the things in most movies. You've got to watch this anti-white, anti-American sentiment ramming down the throats of people that are watching these movies. And you have to be aware of the agenda. And he did a really good breakdown. Tim Osman did one, but he didn't kind of tired, as much as Isaac worshipped pseudonym, but a really entertaining guy, and I like his stuff more and more and more. Again, some stuff annoys me, but check it out. Conspiracy Theories, Unpopular Culture, Way of Water Review. You're going to see, he really does tie it in with a Crowley anti-America, anti-white type of, you know, agenda. And the blue thing, 100%, I keep going on about it, but it's there. Why are they all blue? Why is blue the colour? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, move on from that conversation, but I can talk about that all night, guaranteed. Avatar. And he actually picked that the third one is going to be really interesting, which I do believe true. And I think they've possibly already shot it, because that's the way they do things now. Like, very first one that was ever done like that was Back to the Future. They shot 2 and 3 together simultaneously. A very smart thing to do if you're alive, no one's OD'd or committed suicide while you're filming, and you can knock out, film 2 movies at the same time. Then they did, I think Matrix was done that way on 2 and 3. Terrible movies, be told. Terrible movies, but, you know, the fans like them, guaranteed, so no problem there. But I don't know why I was mentioning that, but I'll just have to move on. Talking about the Oscars and that promotion thing with the slap, that was, to me, it had 2 agendas there. It was a real slap in the face to, for pardon the pun, to the African-Americans. There was a reason they did that. That also was definitely a promotion for the Oscars. They needed some ridiculous thing to happen to get people talking about the Oscars. But I think there's, just like the Clinton cigar incident back in the day, as Freeman Fly said, when he saw it was the takedown of America to the world when he saw that. And I agree that these things are, there can be two or three different thing, agendas in one go with some of these psychological operations. But I think that there's also a thing with Will Smith's slap on Chris Rock. There's a racial aspect to it. But people go, oh, well, you know, that's typical. That's typical. They were paid to do that for sure. The whole thing was fake and staged 100%. But there was more than just the promotion for the Oscars. There's a real slow kind of feed into the civil war that they're trying to ramp up in America and create a division between the darker colors and the lighter colors and the non-whites and the whatever. I can smell it, you know. I can see that it was nefarious. That's the word I would use. Nefarious. What was I going to also talk about? I've brought it up several times, but I haven't actually elaborated so much. But I'm quite convinced that one of the biggest stories ever that some people say, oh, you're mad. You are mad. But years ago, I was on a train. Regularly, when I used to get trains all around the Sydney to get to work, the late 80s and early 90s, I used to always grab the paper and read the paper. So I was brainwashing myself. Or in some ways, you can still get the paper and get lots of good information out if you're reading other magazines like I was back in the day. I had Nexus magazine and New Dawn and Exposure magazine. Whatever I could get out of the greatest bookshop Sydney ever saw, the esoteric bookshop, be told, sadly gone now. I walk past it every Friday night. Slight tear in my eye when I look in the window and see a pizza shop at one of the best bookshops ever, even though it was probably run by the you know, something slightly nefarious. But you could get all sorts of books in there, all sorts of books. Conspiracy books, you could get, you know, crystals, natural health, you know, alternative this, alternative that. They had everything in there. Back, this is pre-internet. This is what I'm talking about, pre-internet, 80s. And just walking past there to see that we've lost that network, you know, that we once had. If everything shuts down, the books are the way that you're going to get your information, guaranteed, in the future if you've got them. And they'll be probably illegal, I would say. They will try and demonize books as being, you know, paper terrorist, you know, portable terrorism bombs or something. Yeah, they'll demonize books. They already have, you know, over, after COVID, you know, getting dangerous information, misinformation. But anyway, I used to read the newspapers back in those days, and one story popped out into my, I was reading it, and it was the richest people in America, sorry, in Australia. That was Packer. It was some very wealthy Jewish construction magnates in Victoria. It was Rupert Murdoch, Kerry Packer, blah, 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 were all investing money in this search for a big mythical Jewish, well, I say Jewish, I say, what was the word you'd use? It was a Old Testament legend about jewels being found in a desert somewhere that they all believed in. There was this thing that was going to be found somewhere in the desert. And these people sunk money in, and business writers, and pardon me for repeating myself, but this is a big story, and it will be once I can find more evidence that it happened, because they've scrubbed this off the net, guaranteed. They were looking for a myth, and there was all these business writers going, why would these rich people be investing in a literal myth for? You know, they were querying it. But I, at the time, went, they know something. There's something there that they know about. And I tied in, I've said it before, that those huge craters in Western Australia with nothing in them. This is all biblical, I'm saying. And I'm talking, I mean, look, this could seem like crazy talk, but sad to say, I think I'm right. Actually, I know I'm right. There is a there. I just need to try and get this, the name of the corporation. They formed a business name to do the search of these jewels in the Australian desert that were buried, was from a myth that had been from the Old Testament. That was literally what was in the paper. So, I mean, the truth is stranger than fiction. Be told. It's true. Truth is stranger than fiction. So there's a there, guaranteed. I'll find it eventually. I will find it. And you will hear about it. You will hear about it, guaranteed, 100%. That's a fact, as Dave J used to say. I flicked it across and had a look at some of the arguing going on over in fakeholders.com on Discord. It seems to be fairly well restrained. The occasional threat to kick people off from the moderator, for probably good reason. As long as people can just behave and share information, they don't agree with it, move on and share their own stuff. That's what I would do. And that's what I do. I'd be there to have someone debating me on the subject. So on that note, and I'm probably only 40 minutes in. What have I got here? Oh, no, Tartaria. That's what I was thinking. It's interesting that Crow 777 and a number of others have distanced themselves big time from Tartaria. I kind of agree with that too, because it's clearly Tartaria's up there with the weaponized flat earth and weaponized EGI and weaponized Mandela effect as being, yes, there's a there probably, but these ready-made heroes you've had, And what one was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he does the thing about the old world fairs. Funny, you know, what's his name? Howie, whatever his name is. And what's her name? Babette, the most argumentative woman on the planet, but you know, knows her stuff. She said to me that he's a Gnostic. I hadn't picked that up at all until I listened to a couple of more of his shows. And yes, he pushes Gnosticism. And I'm telling you now, I get alarm bells with Gnostics. I don't know what it is. One of the greatest shows I used to listen to years ago what's his name? He's got a kind of a Mexican sounding name. He's got a really good show. It'll pop into my head inappropriately at some stage, but really good intros. He does these fantastic things. Aeon Byte. Is it Aeon Byte? I think it's called. I used to really enjoy his stuff, but then he is a Gnostic 100%, and they push this God's evil, well, the one that you know of, is evil, and the real good people, you know, in another dimension, and we've been held here on this planet as prisoners, and it all sounds a little bit too demonic for my liking. And the fact that the host of the show ranted and he finally got the West Memphis 3 guy that I was talking about last week, Damien Eccles, in an interview. And he almost had his, you know, tongue salivating, groveling to Damien Eccles and how wonderful it was to have him on the show. And I went, bang, remove that show podcast off my listen thing, even though I've listened to many of his shows over the years. Aeon Byte, gone. Gone permanently. So you've got to be really keep your wits about you. If they're going to worship a guy like that guy, who 100% I picked straight away when I seen him on that interview that I talked about last week, you're listening to Rick on Hoax Syndicate on March the 13th, 2023. You're about to sign off too, to be honest. I've dropped enough information. But yeah, Miguel. All right, there you go. See, it pops into my head. Miguel Connor is the host of Aeon Byte. Does the best intros I've heard, way better than, or is certainly as good as some of his Greg Carwood's. He just nails sound bites. He puts all these sound bites together and, like, I doff my hat. Fantastic. But why would you grovel to an evil fucking entity like Damien Eccles? I'm telling you now, that guy's bad news. He's just 100% evil in my conspiratorial mind and my gut instinct. This is what you're getting here. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. So anyway, hopefully within the next week, we'll have a Marcus Allen show interview, or him and me will be discussing stuff. Because I like his stuff. He's got some good information, guaranteed. So we will pursue that thing and make it so, as Picard would say, if you watch that show. And I don't. And Rollo, always good at spotting the destruction of the old science fiction shows, and how Disney and, you know, Marvel, whatever, turned great heroes like Picard, who was, you know, he was a great actor. He is a great actor. But turned him into a homosexual, getting yelled at by his women underneath him, in the new version of the Star Treks, after his Next Generation character got woke. That's the word, woke, or fuckwitized, as I would call it. Fuckwitized. That's my new word of the day, guaranteed 100%. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be back next week doing longer, and I'll take more time to collate more things to talk about. And I think an hour's good, but maybe an hour and a half is probably best. But just happens that, you know, I ended up chatting away last night. So one of the shows has got to not be told anymore. And I would say I'm quite happy with Be Told on here, and Rick and Ab, Ab's the person that allowed me a voice on internet. So I hold him up as I've got no problem with him whatsoever. So I'll do completely separate stuff over there and different stuff over here. Anyway, thank you very much, listeners, on Monday the 13th of March, 2023. You're listening to Ike Be Told on the wonderful, wonderful HawkSyndicate.com. Good night, everybody. This is Clash Fob saying bye-bye.